Right, well, joining me now is Brian Barwick. And Brian, first of all, just how much are you enjoying your current role within the National League?
Well, it's terrific to be chairman of something that is so well-loved by those that follow it and well-appreciated and respected by those around the football industry is terrific. And I hope over a period of time I'll be a difference.
Obviously, you've got experience within the RFL and within the FA as well. Have you been able to transfer them skills into this role?
That's for other people to say. But in fact, I think, in truth, yes. I mean, you get experience, don't you, over a period of time. I've held some significant positions in sport and currently still do. So, yes, I do bring some new ideas and concepts to the idea of the National League. And I've had the benefit of being the chairman designate for 6 months. So I was able to get round the clubs and sit in on some board meetings. So when I actually started the role in June, I was pretty well up to date and up to speed with what the issues were and what the opportunities were and where I felt we could take it forward.
And just how much are you enjoying the role and being a part of the non-league world?
Well, it's terrific. You know, football for me is absolutely part of my DNA. I've always loved it from whenever I can remember, as far back as I can remember. So this is an important league in English football. It's full of very determined clubs and determined people behind those clubs. And I really, really appreciate being offered the opportunity to be the chairman. And I do think with the sort of experience I have, and of course, like you've already said, I'm already chairman of the Rugby Football League and the chairman of the Super League Europe. So being a chairman, which is a different role than being a chief executive, I'm pretty well experienced in that as well.
And obviously, you've been a part of the non-league world since the name change was implemented in the National League North and National League South. I mean, how have you found that name change? Has it helped bring further opportunities?
I think it's been a very smooth transition. I think you've always got to just reflect on where you are. And when I joined the football conference, as it was, earlier this year, the talk about a name change was up there, and I was a huge supporter of it because the football conference had served the competition well for a number of years, but I just felt I was a supporter of the National League in the sense I felt it streamlined our title. It fell into the line with other leagues, and I remember watching a TV trail on BT, which was before the season just started, and it said, you know, as it would, the home of the Champions League, the home of the Premier League, and the home of the National League. And it just felt right, you know, and it does feel right. And sure, I expect people occasionally trip over the name and call it by its previous name. That's perfectly reasonable and understandable. But I think the National League has a modern feel about it, and it's where I want to take the competition. I want it to be modern, dynamic, and of the moment.
And, of course, one of the big positives for the National League this season is the fact that live games are now on BT Sport, which, again, brings more exposure to the product.
Yeah, live games and highlights. You know, we have our own highlights on a Sunday evening, as well as the live games. So both of those products sit prettily for us. It's great to have live football out there, a good live product we can deliver, but equally, the half-hour highlight show seems to have been a smash hit with National League supporters, and it's all the goals in half an hour, and it's very well put together. And so I'm pleased on both those elements. You need live football on a broadcaster to really be able to underline the fact that you are a serious business of football. And then the highlights, which we worked on since I arrived, has been a real bonus because it's proved you can really put together a half an hour that's absolutely going full pelt as the goals fly in. But it gives the narrative for the season throughout the season.
And of course, it brings that bit of exposure as well, because if people maybe are watching maybe the Ligue 1 just beforehand, they might then watch the National League highlights and then think, hang on, I live 10 minutes away from a ground, I think I'll pop down next week.
Well, I'm a great fan of believing that any profile is good profile, in a sense, and certainly we would like to see, I think, that anybody who either watches that programme as a regular part of their viewing experience or just bumps into it will be more informed and get more excited about the National League. Yeah, it's upside, only upside.
And there is also talk for next season, perhaps, that the National League North and South games might be brought into a highlight package, which, again, would be a big bonus for the clubs down there as well.
Yeah, I think what we've always said is, let's get the job right first. Let's get the National League goals and games presented in a programme first, and then learn to walk before we run. But, you know, further down the track, of course, there's an ambition for the best of the National League North and the best of the National League South to also feature in some way. But at the moment, we concentrate on the National League itself.
And looking at the community within non-league football, I know that the Poppy Appeal was launched by the club, selling off the captain's armband for a very good cause. I mean, it must be great to have the idea and then see it being implemented by every club.
Yeah, it is a great community league. It's full of very good people. And I was very proud last Thursday to sign the Army Community Covenant on behalf of the National League, the first league to sign up to helping our brave men and women who defend and have defended us. And so I think in all areas we try and do our best. We punch our weight, we punch as hard as we can in the right places.
And I think that's the great thing as well. When you look at the National League table, you've got the teams that have come down from the Football League, your Cheltenhams and your Tranmere Rovers, and they're not running away with it this year. You've got Forest Green Rovers, Eastleigh, Grimsby, Braintree, all occupying playoff places. So it shows just what a competitive league the National League is.
It is a competitive league, and you've almost got to start. I mean, it sounds the obvious, but you've got to start on day one. And I think sometimes teams that get relegated into it take a while to feel their way into it. And you can find yourself several points behind it on that basis. I mean, the other thing that I'm pleased about is that we've been able this week to appoint a chief executive, Mike Tattersall, who's got great Football League experience and experience across sports administration. And I think that is also saying something very positive about the organisation. We have a great title sponsor in Vanarama, and hopefully good news ahead on them. And also, we are working very hard to create National League broadcasting by the start of next season, which will be a portal which hopefully will carry all the news and information across our three leagues.
And it must be great to see just all the work coming together, all the plans in place, and really for it all to be very positive and helping the National League and the National League North and South grow even further.
Well, I think that's the target. I mean, and that's what we should be up to. One of the things I'm going to do is sit down with Mike Tattersall later this week and start working through how and where we can continue to improve. And I'm very keen that by June of next year at the Summer Congress, we're able to launch a strategic plan for the league, because I think it's really important for us to know where we're going, and rather than making decisions piecemeal, understand where they fit into the strategy for the league. I think that's really important.
And just how far do you think the league can go then? Because do you think it could get to a point where teams do, you know, represent this league like they do with the Football League?
No, well, listen, I think it can go as far as it can in terms of its hierarchy within the league. What we've got to do is try and drive more commercial revenue into it, give it a higher profile. It's entitled to feel good about itself anyway, but anything we can do to improve where we are, which is a good place actually, but anything we can do to improve it, we will. And also to understand how and where we fit into the rest of the football family, which is very important.
Well, Brian, I really do appreciate your time today. Thank you for joining me.
My absolute pleasure.